Crazy Big Fish by Jill Adams. Episode 5. We Are Family.
Suddenly Monday appears again. Where was the weekend? I lost it again. Ran to the bus stop.
Hiya, you're through to Crazy Big Fish Theatre Company. Can all company members and cast for Fish and Leather be at the Riley Centre tomorrow at 7 o'clock for a full dress rehearsal? Please try and be on time.
Hiya Jill, it's me Sandy. Bit of a problem. My mother caught me in the costumes tonight and she's not happy. And it's her birthday tomorrow, so I might find it a bit tricky to lie to her again and make it on time tonight. I'll do my...
Hiya Jill. I'll have to be quick because Bill is in the lab and he might be down soon. He usually takes ages, but knowing my luck, he'll... Where are you going, Mum? Mum, it's time you was in bed. Hang on.
Hiya, Jill. It's only me, Pauline. Look, is there any way I can wear some other shoes? Because them flipping stilettos are agony. And as for that wig, well, I know my characters are to heart, but I look more like...
It's me again, Rita. Oh, no, I've forgotten what I was going to say. Look, I'll just see you tomorrow, I hope. Only kidding, I'll be there. That's if I can stay off the lab long enough.
You're a cheating heart.
Oh, flipping heck, Billy. You nearly gave me heart failure. What are you doing up? I never had to get out of bed.
What's it look like I'm doing?
Is that the Christmas sherry?
Aye, it is. Look at me. A grown man having to drink sherry because we've got no whiskey.
What are you doing sitting in the dark?
Why, are you bothered?
Of course I am. Come back to bed, love. Come on.
Do you sit in the dark with your fancy man?
What fancy man?
Holding hands in the dark, eh?
What?
At this so-called spiritualist church of yours.
Don't be soft, course I don't.
Getting dressed up all the time. New shoes, best coat, lipstick and perfume. You must think I'm barmy. I know what's going on, and your mother's in on it. She never liked me. She never thought I was good enough. I'm only surprised someone will have you, because you're not exactly what you'd call a catch, are you?
I'm going back to bed.
What's wrong? Me and your family not good enough for you anymore?
No, you're not.
Well, he can have you. I don't want you anymore. You can pack your bags and go to him for all I care. Aye, and take your bloody mother with you and all.
You don't mean that.
You step foot out that door one more time without me, and I'm telling you, it's over. 25 years of marriage, down the pan. I mean it, Rita. I'll have the flaming locks changed, I will.
I'm going back to bed.
I mean it, you tart!
You all right, Pauline?
Oh, no, I'm not. I can't sleep, I'm a bag of nerves. I can't believe we've only got one more day. I mean, if I'm like this now, what am I going to be like tomorrow night? I tell you what, I'll be flipping glad when it's all over.
I won't. I won't know what to do with myself.
Me and all. Still, you never know. We might be discovered by someone dead important in show business.
Blimey, do you reckon so? Oh, I doubt it, Pauline. Not in all.
You what? In the silver skate, anything's possible.
How's Diana? Is she asleep?
Oh, bless her. She took her tablet smashing. I put it in a little bit of best butter and she didn't gag on it once.
Oh, you're so good to her, Pauline. Anyone would think she were a real princess, just like Lady Di.
Well, she's all I've got, love. Well, was. Now I've got you as well, haven't I? And you know you can stay with me and Diana as long as you want to. I like having you here, you know.
I like being here. Just, I keep thinking about me, Mum. You remind me of her a bit.
Do I? Highly intelligent and massively attractive, was she?
No, just a bit bossy, but lovely.
Eh, I don't know why you had to say she was in Las Vegas, you know. I mean, not to me. You could have told me she was... that she'd, you know... died.
I know. Oh, I'm ashamed.
Well, you don't have to be ashamed.
I feel terrible.
No,
about
you don't
it.
Have to feel terrible.
I do, though. I feel terrible. Like I've betrayed your trust or something. I should never have lied to you, Pauline. I mean, you took me in and you made me feel at home and I lied about my own mother.
Hey, now you listen to me. No matter what you've been through with your dad, you know, him clouting you and that, That doesn't mean it's out you've done wrong. It's not your fault.
I know.
Do you? I mean, really?
Well, I used to think it were my... before I met you. Now I think stuff him. If he can't see that all I've ever done since me mum died was to try and flip and look after him, then he's not worth it, is he?
No, but he's your dad, and I know you miss him.
Can I hug you, Pauline?
Aye, come here, come on. Hey, it's a good job Diana's in the land of the nod, else you'd be hanging on to your ankles now. You're a good lass, Babs, and you're young, and you've got all your life ahead of you. And I'm telling you, you know, you've got to learn to put yourself first.
I know.
Listen, do you fancy a cup of tea?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, Pauline.
Is it? Ooh. Well, I wonder if there's any brandy left.
Pauline, You can let go of me now.
Oh!
Thanks.
Dear Mum, once again you've managed to get rid of me. I'm leaving and don't even bother trying to find me. I never meant to lie to you. I'll call you a bitch. But that scene last night was an example of the real reason I have to lie. You just don't understand me, Mum. You know I love the theatre. And so what if this play is only in a pub and the women aren't professional? I love being with them, and at least they don't judge me. Not much they don't. I never wanted it to come to this. And I'm sorry I can't be at your birthday meal. Had you been more understanding, things might have been different. Yours truly, or is it sincerely? I know, thanks for nothing as usual. Oh, no, that's a bit mean, even for me. Love, Sandy. Yes, Sandy, not Sandra. No kisses. P.S. Happy birthday anyway.
Diana, will you shut up? All right, I'm coming.
I'll get it.
Oh, if you're selling out, tell him to get lost. Hello, Pauline speaking. Rita, what the hell's wrong?
I've let her.
Oh, well. Hey.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hang on, Rita. Babs, love, give me my fags. She's in the right state here. Her billy's chucked her out.
Snap.
Hey.
Sandy's left home.
Oh, my. Rita, listen. Get a taxi and get over here now. I've already got Sandy studying me hallway with a suitcase. One more ain't gonna matter. What? Your mother? But... all right, stop roaring. Calm down. Bring Gladys with you. Yeah. No, I don't mind. All right. I'll see you in a bit, love. Here, Rita, pass your mum this sherry.
Yeah. Ta, love.
Thanks, but I don't think I should. I'm on a prescription.
Make mine a double.
Hey, you'll have the same as us. Oh. Rita, get it down your neck. You've had a shot, love. It's medicinal.
No, ta. My belly's in knots. I'll probably throw up.
Hey, join the club. I've been even up all morning, haven't I, Babs?
Yes, yes.
Well, I keep burping up sick, don't I?
Oh. Yeah, you do. It's all my fault.
Hey, listen, I was awake all night. Now I know why. I'm sure I'm psychic, you know. I mean, I knew something was going to go wrong
Well,
today.
I don't see how I can do the play now.
Rubbish.
What?
It just made it easier for you, that's all. Now you can concentrate instead of dashing about all over the place trying to please him.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say no to a little top-up.
Go on, then help yourself.
It seems to be doing the job.
You know, she's right, Ree. Ignore him and he'll soon come round. You just wait and see.
I don't think you should be drinking. Didn't you take a sleeping pill at 4 o'clock this morning?
No, I took two.
Well, I reckon we should stick together on this.
Yeah.
United we stand, divided we fall. Cheers.
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 Hey, you will have to top and tail with Babs, and then you and your mum can have my double bed, and I'll sleep down here with our Diana.
Oh, God, I've just had a horrible thought.
Oh, you don't think he's topped himself, do you?
Eh? Don't say that. No, I don't. Well, at least I don't think so. Oh, heck.
Fancy saying that. Here, love, have a top up. Yeah.
Do with them?
I don't know. How long have they been asleep?
3 hours. Do you reckon we should wake them up?
I don't know. Well, we can leave Gladys. But there is no way I am waking Pauline.
Do you reckon they'll be hungover?
Probably, but they're going to have to sort themselves out. We've got a dress rehearsal. Awake in 2 hours.
Should we tell them about the paper?
It's not a bad picture, you know. And we've got a mention.
I suppose Rita's going to worry about Billy seeing it.
We should go and see him, you know. Have a word with him. Tell him the truth.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, me blooming head. Oh, what time is it? Fancy letting me fall asleep. How's Rita? Oh, heck, we're going to have to wake her up. Bab, shove kettle on, love, and make us all a coffee, eh? Black. Oh, me head.
Pauline, why don't me and you go and see Billy?
Hey.
Look. Paper's printed the article about the play. It's a massive picture. He's bound to have seen it.
Oh, my giddy aunt. I look like a fella in drag.
Shall we go and see him before Rita wakes up?
Oh, I can't drive in my condition. I can't even see straight. No, leave him. He'll come round in his own time.
Oh, she's never going to be able to concentrate, though, is she? You know she forgets the lines anyway. Oh, I just know this dress rehearsal's going to be a right shambles.
I know, but it's best not to interfere. It's not right to come between an husband and wife. Anyway, lady, what happened between you and your mother?
She caught me ironing your costumes. I wouldn't mind, but I waited till she were in bed. She sneaked down and caught me anyway.
And she threw you out for that?
No, I called her a bitch.
Oh, I see. And is she?
No. Of course she's not. She just doesn't understand me, that's all. She thinks I'm wasting my time working on this play when I could be learning IT down the college or improving my typing at night class. It's her flipping birthday as well today. She's got a table booked at some flash restaurant and expects me to be there playing Happy Families in front of her stuck-up friends.
Well, don't you think you should ring her and tell her where you're stopping?
So I can stay, can I?
Aye, one night, but only if you ring her. Tell her you're OK. I mean, she'll be breaking her heart over you, Sandy. You know she will.
Coffee.
Leave Rita a bit longer, eh? Ta, love.
I was just wondering if my dad will see my name in the paper and ring me.
I doubt it, Babs.
Eh, you might.
No, Sandy's right. Even if he does see it, he won't ring.
Oh.
Hey, up! It's the rise of the living dead.
Oh, my poor head. Feels like it's splitting in two. So does my heart.
Oh, I've made you a coffee, Rita.
Thanks, love. Look at me mother, curled up with your Diana, Pauline. It loves her, doesn't it, that little...
Oh, don't cry, Rita, you'll send me.
Oh, right, that's enough indulgence from you, Lottie. Hey, come on, Rita. Go and wash your face, Babs, blow your nose. And you, Sandy, ring your mother, because we're all going out.
Where are we going?
We're going where I always go when I'm fed up. Hairdressers, you're having your grey bits dyed and I'm bleaching my hair. Well, I told you, I'm not wearing that fizzing wig. Rita, wake your mother. She can have a blue rinse. That'll cheer her up.
We ain't got time, have we?
And I can't afford it.
I'll pay. You can owe it me. You can pay me back next time your mother wins on the horses.
Well, I'm having a blow dry.
What about me?
Well, you can have something to trendy, Babs.
Me?
Aye, she's right. And come Wednesday, lady, you're coming with me to the opticians and we're going to sort you out with some contact lenses. You're a bonny lass under them jam jars. And you, Sandy, I'll go into your mother's party, even if you only take her a card and I won't take no for an answer. Come on, Gladys. Rise and shine, love. It's time we glammed you up a bit.
Mum, is that you?
Aye, that's right.
Not you again.
Before you start, this is an emergency, and that woman there is practically disabled and in desperate need of a blue rinse.
There's no wrong with me legs.
You'll let us park here, won't you? What is it about men in uniforms, eh?
You'll get me the sack, you will, Pauline.
Hey, how do you know my name?
Well, you're a famous actress now, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call her that.
Yeah, I am. So, are you going to let me park here?
Only if you'll sign your picture in the paper.
Oof. Let me see that. Oh, well, that's it now, isn't it? The divorce court's for me.
Well, at least when he sees it, it's out in the open. Thank goodness, I say. Come on, girl.
Pauline, see you tomorrow night, eh?
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with the pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I'll never fall in love again.
Well, I don't know about you lot, but I could do with another snowball. It's been a hell of a day.
We've got no more money, ma'am.
I've got £1.23, if you want it, Gladys.
Ta! Hey, Babs, why don't we go and try our luck on fruit machines, eh?
Come on. I'd just an entrance there.
Sandy's a long time seeing a ma'am. They must have made up or something. I hope they have. It's horrible falling out with your ma'am.
And it's worse falling out with your husband, eh?
Oh, Pauline, he's a stubborn man. I'm proud. I just know he'll be furious with me when he sees that photo in the paper. His mates will laugh at him and he'll be so ashamed. I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't got any money of my own. I only have my housekeeping for food and that. And we can't take your bed forever, can
we? Why not? I mean, it's not like I share it with anyone. Well, apart from my dog. I don't even know why I bought a king size. I've certainly no intention of sharing it with some bloke.
I never had a double bed to myself.
It's not like acting, is it? Mm. I mean, you know, in this play. Mm. Not really. I'm not sure I can handle it, you know. I'm scared I give the game away. I'm scared I cry or something. You know, at the sad bits.
A good cry might do you good.
Well, I don't cry because I know I'll never stop. I had a baby once. Except it never lived more than a couple of hours. But it was enough, you know, to break your heart.
Great idea of yours, that was. Thank you, Pauline.
Do you want to go to the bar for a Sunday?
Oh, she's all right, thanks, Rita. Go on, sit down and tell us what's happened.
Oh, was she just pretending nothing was wrong? Only because she didn't want her precious friend suspecting that she hasn't got a clue how to be a decent mother.
Oh, Sandy, that's horrible. You shouldn't say things like that. She probably does her best.
You don't know her, Rita. Trust me, she's a stupid bitch. What did she do that for? What's she done now?
Oh. I don't blame you, Pauline. If she was any daughter of mine, I'd have knocked her head off her shoulders talking to me like that.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know whether it's nerves or the play or what. But I'm confused. Oh. For the first time in years, I've got people around me I care about, and I know care about me, but I still can't be nice. I had no right to slap her, and I had no right to waste everybody's time and think that I could be in this stupid play.
Now, you listen to me.
Oh.
This morning, you offered to put the whole lot of us up, and you meant it. And without you, where would we be, eh? You think you're a hard woman, don't you? Well, you're not. This play is about a hell of a lot more than getting up on that stage and remembering the lines. It's about us all pulling together and being there for each other. And you're just scared, that's all. I think having Babs to look after's done you good. It's made you feel human again.
Well, I don't know why you're sat there lecturing me, lady. You should be on your way home having it out with your Billy, telling him the truth.
You're right, I should, but I'm not. If I go home now, I'll end up letting him talk me out of it. And I'm not having that. I'm doing this blinking play if it's the last thing I ever do.
and so are you.
Ta-da!
Who's the Queen of Las Vegas and Lady Luck both rolled into one?
Ma'am, I hope you gave Babs her money back.
I did, and she's getting another round in. I've got a pocket full of cash. I've got a fancy hairdo. All I need now is a good-looking toy boy to spoil rotten. Hey, it's a pity your traffic warden isn't here. I could really go for it.
Go, girl, go.
You still awake, ma'am? Ma'am? When all my bairns was little, they all slept in the same bed, top and tailed. Sometimes late at night I'd stand and watch them sleeping. The little un'd always end up without any covers on, so I'd take off my dressing gown and wrap him up. And sometimes I'd wake him up by mistake, and he'd open up his eyes all sleepy and say, "Ma'am, is that you?" And I'd say, "Yeah, it is, son. Go back to sleep."
I used to do it same.
I was just going through my lines, making sure I know them. Know them. I more than know them, ma'am. I've lived them. Oh, ma'am, I miss me bairns being little. I miss Billy. The only time I've ever slept without him is when I had me kids. I wonder if he can sleep without me.
He's probably knocked back all my sherry and passed out. You know what fellas are like. They shut off. They're not like us, Rita. They don't have the same sort of hearts.
What am I going to do, ma'am?
You're going to lay down and get some sleep. And tomorrow you're going to forget all about Billy and concentrate on performance tomorrow night.
Oh, fancy mentioning tomorrow night. I'm never going to get to sleep now.
Perhaps can't you put some socks on? Your feet like ice.
I wonder because you're hogging the flipping duvet.
Well, sift up a bit. Oh, it's no good, I'm wide awake.
I know, me and all. I know, let's play I Spy. Right, I'll go first. I spy with my...
Babs, won't it be better if you switch the light on?
Oh, yeah. I spy with my little eye something beginning with... W.
Oh, this is hard now. Let me think. Wardrobe.
Yeah. Right, your turn.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with B.
Bed. No? Me, Babs. No, that don't count, does it? Oh, don't tell me. Bottom. Oh, no, that's a bit rude. Bulb? As in light bulb?
Babs, do you hate your dad?
Sometimes I do. But most of the time I just feel sorry for him. Bruise. Well, I have got one on my arm.
No. I feel the same about me, ma'am.
I know. Blimey, this is an hard one.
Except sometimes I want to shake her. I do want to shake her into understanding me.
I know. That's how I feel about my dad. Oh, I give in.
All I'm asking for her to do is at least see things from my point of view. I mean, Pauline understands you, don't she?
She understands you as well, Sandy. Why do you think she really slapped you? She knows you really care about your mum, but you're just, well, a bit stubborn. So, what was it?
Oh, I can't remember. I'm a bit tired now.
Look, Sandy, Pauline knows that you're just like the rest of us. You're just trying to chase your dreams. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You reckon Rita and Pauline are?
Oh, yeah. I know they are.
by the...
I've got all the lines from the play going round in my head. And I keep waking up my mother.
Aye, me and all. Do you fancy a cup of tea and a fag?
Aye, go on then.
I suppose you miss him, don't you?
Aye, I do.
I can't believe this time tomorrow night it'll all be over.
I know. I'm petrified of you.
I'll be glad when it's over with, I know that.
Will you? I mean, really?
Well, I'll be glad when my bells are back to normal.
I know one thing.
What?
I can't just go straight back to the way I was.
No, me neither.
Do you reckon we'll become big stars then?
Hey, I was born to be a star, mate.
Well, I'm the first on This Is Your Life.
Oh, your hair looks smashing. You look like a new woman, you know. Suits you.
Ta. And thanks for paying. I'll pay you back.
You're all right. It's my treat.
Oh, my God, what the hell is that?
Stay there, it might be a burglar or something.
Burglars don't usually bang on your windows to tell you they're there, Pauline. It might be Billy.
Are you going to let me in?
Oh, I'm scared.
Well, I'm not. I'll see who it is.
No, you won't, ma'am. Go back to bed.
But I want to...
Go back to bed, all of you. Sandy, Babs, go on. Me and Pauline will deal with this.
Shall I open the door?
Yeah. Wait.
What are you doing with me, Bromley?
Just in case.
Just in case what?
I don't know, it sounds mad.
What? Do you think he'll hit you?
No, don't be daft.
Well, shall I just call the police?
No! On the door. Wait. Put the chain in first.
We're going to open the door now, and don't try out funny, because we're armed.
Don't say that. Sounds like we've got a gun or something.
Well, you say something.
Billy, love... I know
be
that...
nice to him, coming round here in the middle of the night.
Don't tell me how to talk to my own husband.
Well, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
About flaming time and all.
Who the hell are you?
You mean it's not your Billy?
I've never seen him before in my life. Shut the door, quick!
Where is she?
Oh, heck. Who the devil is he?
I don't know. Hey, I think I'd better call the police.
Wait! I think I know who it is, Pauline. Babs' dad.
Crazy Big Fish, Rita was played by Deborah McAndrew, Billy by Terence Mann, Babs by Sally Walsh, Sandy by Katie Kavanagh, Gladys by Ruth Holden, Pauline by Rachel Davies. Other parts were played by members of the company. Crazy Big Fish was written by Jill Adams and directed, in Manchester, by Polly Thomas.